This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health, news, and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at spinal manipulation and blood flow, and finally a story about the risk of stroke after spinal manipulation. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 495, recorded January 30th, 2015. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online, today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Spinal manipulative treatment is widely used among manual therapists, although knowledge regarding the absolute physiological effects has not been clearly established. In a study published in the journal JMPT, 20 healthy male subjects underwent a unilateral high-velocity, low-amplitude thrust, that's an HVLAT thrust, to the lumbosacral junction, while the cutaneous blood flow in the corresponding dermatome of the lower limb was monitored. The results of this study support previous published hypotheses that spinal adjustments outside the region of the sympathetic outflow result in an increase in cutaneous blood flow. Further studies will be needed to confirm the outcome of this study, and more knowledge is needed regarding the specific neurophysiological effects of spinal manipulation. Surf to our show notes for links. We'll be back with more news in a moment. This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. The purpose of another recent JMP study was to quantify risk of stroke after chiropractic spinal manipulation as compared to evaluation by a primary care physician for Medicare beneficiaries aged 66 to 99 years with neck pain. The study was a retrospective cohort analysis of a 100% sample of annualized Medicare claims data on over 1 million beneficiaries aged 66 to 99 years with an office visit to either a chiropractor or primary care physician for neck pain. The authors of the study compared hazard of vertebral basilar stroke and any stroke at 7 and 30 days after office visits using a Cox proportional hazards model. The study concluded that among Medicare B beneficiaries, again aged 66 to 99 years with neck pain, incidence of vertebrobasilar stroke was extremely low. Small differences in risks between patients who saw a chiropractor and those who saw a primary care physician are probably not clinically significant. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote. The teacher who is indeed wise does not bid you to enter the house of his wisdom, but rather leads you to the threshold of your mind. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.